What's up, everybody? It's your man, Danelle, a.k.a. Small Guy Promotions, a.k.a. Omaha Fatty, coming to you with another podcast episode of What's Up, Omaha.
And Mother's Day is coming up, you know. Shout out to all the mothers out there doing what it takes to, be a good wife and mother and just grinding and doing what it takes to keep the family together and do those things that sometimes go, I don't want to say unnoticed, but, just those things that you don't necessarily get the appreciation and praise for that you do. I just wanted to make a video. I was going to do it anyway, but with Mother's Day coming up, it just seemed right to do it now to give a shout out to my wonderful wife. I know I've given her a shout out before on the podcast, but I wanted to do that again because the other day she was beasting as a mom and as a wife, and she was just getting it. And what I mean by that is, was she home that day from, I think she was home that day from work or didn't work a long day or something. I can't remember exactly, but she was like getting laundry done. I think she cooked dinner that day. And then the cool thing is, like, my wife is, she's more handy than I care to be. Like, that's just not something that I have an interest in. YouTube is a great help for some things, but sometimes I'm just like, I'd rather pay someone to do it. But my wife, on the other hand, shoot, man, she's, in the past, she replaced, with the help of my father-in-law, but she did most of the work, but she replaced the garbage disposal at our old house. I don't know. She's done some different things with her car. We take it to the shop for the big stuff, but like the little stuff that we can do, like filters, cabin filters, air filters, she's doing that type of stuff. We're doing that type of stuff. But for the big jobs, yeah, we're not doing anything big. But just the little things that they will charge you for, the service where you can actually do it. And it only takes, 10, 15 minutes. We're doing that type of stuff. We probably would change our oil, but I just don't want to deal with the hassle of having to worry about recycling the oil and all that jazz. And, we'll leave that to the professionals. We can do it, but nah, it's all right. I'll just pay someone to do it. Shout out to Homans Auto. but anyway, what I was going to say was, so the other day, like I said, she was doing laundry. She cooked dinner. And recently we had been having an issue with our garage door. Where it had just been like shortened and randomly going up and down. There was a couple times it happened that we were aware of. Like one time I was downstairs and my daughter was like, "Were you opening the garage door?" I'm like, "No, I don't know what you're talking about." Then another time, me and my girls were out just a couple weeks ago and my wife was home. And as we were pulling into the driveway, like the garage door shut. And we were like, "Why is she shutting the garage door?" Number one, she had been home for a while, so the garage should have already been closed. Number two, like, we're coming up the street, just like pulling into the driveway. Like, why is she closing the garage door? So then we figured that the garage door was having some kind of malfunction because the panel had completely gone out. Like, there was no light on it. So I had to pull the string on the garage door opener so we could manually open and close it. But, she took to Google and YouTube and she troubleshooted some of the possibilities of what could be going wrong with the garage door and found out that it was some kind of short in the panel that you push the button on to open and close it. So, she took the panel off and tested the wires and whatnot and figured out that it was indeed a short. So You know, my initial thought was, oh man, the garage door is not opening. We're going to have to call a garage door company and pay however much money to have someone come out. And she was like, no, I got this. She didn't really say that, but it just sounds funnier that way. But she was like, yeah, nah, let me check this out. So basically, man, she tested it and ended up finding a panel. You can only get them from like the garage door companies. You can't go like to Lowe's or something, I guess, at least from what she found online. We didn't actually go to the store, so I don't know if it was at Lowe's or Menards, but she found the model and it was like $50, I think $54 total with shipping. Like, we spent $3 to get it in a few days. Sure enough, we got it in. I had left for something. Can't remember what it was, but maybe I had to go and get my daughter or something from school, whatever it was. I had to leave for a little bit. And then when I got back, you know, she started working on it. And yeah, we turned the power off, figured out which connection it was set to, and turned the power off and got it switched out. We didn't have, and what the possible issue might have been is that the wire wasn't actually exposed, and we didn't have any wire trimmers, so I had to go and borrow a pair from the neighbors, and took care of it so the wire could be exposed, and that might have been the problem with the old one. We don't know. But put that new one in. It was working like a charm. And yeah, she set it and everything, and then I set it to the remotes, and it's good to go. And we also, she also found out that we could actually access the garage door opener through an app, which we didn't know that. And, you know, the previous owners probably left it. They had this big binder of stuff that they left for us for all the appliances and stuff, the you know, sprinkler system, just all the new stove and fridge and all that stuff, the sink, all that stuff. They have this big binder, but we never went through that whole binder. So that was cool to find out that we could actually get on through the app. We haven't done that yet, but it's cool to know that that's an option. So we'll probably do that here shortly. But all that stuff, that day, that specific day, that particular day, it just made me think like, hey, I'm gonna make a podcast about my wife being a G. My wife is a G. So shout out to Mitzi. Again, I know I've shouted you out in the past on the podcast, and I don't even know if she ever even listened, because if she's around, she definitely doesn't listen, like when I'm recording it, because she hears me. But I think the last one that I did about her, she wasn't here. Sometimes I do it when they're at church, and they're not here now. So yeah, shout out to Mitzi. I'm gonna go ahead and release this. I'm not gonna release it on Mother's Day. I'm gonna release it a week before. You know, shout out to Mitzi. Happy Mother's Day next week. I appreciate you. Please don't ever think that well, maybe the girls do, but I don't take you for granted. I appreciate you and the work that you do around the house. And, you know, that's why my wife and I are together in the first place. We work together. And she was just, at the time, like, she was grinding. Like, I was the manager of the store that we worked in. And, like, I just appreciated her because she was working for me part-time. She was working at a salon. And she was going to school for massage therapy. So I was like, man, this girl's got her life in order, her priorities together. Like, she knows what she wants out of life. You know, she's different than these young ladies that are at the bar that I'm meeting or whatever. So, yeah, let's make it happen, girl. Let's make it happen. But that's the way that went down, man. But, yeah, I really appreciated her grind and her hustle. And just her ability to go out and get the things that She knew that she won it. And, you know, I'd say that she is still the same to this day. And I appreciate her. I appreciate her grind. Mitzi, I love you. Shout out to you. Happy Mother's Day a week in advance. Please make sure you listen to this podcast. And that's it, man. I just want to give my wife some shine, man, and talk about how she straight up replaced the garage door panel and we didn't have to pay anyone. And it was $54. So that was dope. As always, thank you guys for tuning in. Please share, help me grow the podcast. You know, subscribe and like, subscribe, share, all that jazz. And just thank you for your time. I'm always grateful for your time. I'm appreciative for your time. The audio podcast has just reached over 10,100 listens. So we're doing good there. And the video podcast on YouTube is doing pretty decent as well. Slowly but surely, guys, thank you so much. Help us grow. Help me grow. What's up, Omaha? That's what it is. Smile. Help someone else smile. Laugh and help someone else laugh. All day, every day. Peace out. Yeah. Love y'all. Yeah.